Torah chapter 4, Mishnah 5. Al shisha sveikus sofenesa truma. There are six doubts for which truma is burnt. In any one of these doubtful situations come about, truma will be burnt. And what are they? So the first one is al sveik beis hapras. The soil, earth, from a beis hapras. The beis hapras, you'll remember, is a field where there was a grave in that field, and the field was ploughed over, and the bones scattered. So earth from that field may contain, we're not sure, but it may contain some bones, and therefore be impure. And therefore the rabbis decreed that all of that earth from a beis hapras is impure. Now if truma touches earth from a beis hapras, says the first case of the Mishnah, we would burn the truma, even though it's a doubtful situation, you'll appreciate, because there may not be bones in that earth. Even though it's a doubtful situation, if that earth touches truma, we would burn that truma. Val sveik afar abama eretz ha'amim, so to earth from outside the land of Eretz Israel, which we also, the rabbis decreed, is impure because it might contain also barley, corn's bulk of bone, which would be impure. So if that touched truma, that earth touched truma, so the truma would also be burnt. Al sveik bigde ama aretz, if the clothes of an ama aretz touch the truma, so an ama aretz is somebody who's not careful with the laws of purity or impurity, and his clothes may or may not be impure. Perhaps his wife, who was a nidah, for example, sat on them. Perhaps he is a zav, and so his clothes could very well be impure. And if his clothes touched truma, we would burn the truma, says the Mishnah. Val sveik kalim hanimtsa'in, also regarding vessels that are found in the marketplace or the streets. So they may be impure, these vessels. And if these vessels touch truma, so that we would burn the truma. Al sveik harukin hanimtsa'in, also regarding saliva that was found. If the saliva, we don't know the source of the saliva, perhaps it was that of a zav, for example, which would render the truma impure. So if truma touches saliva and we don't know the source of the saliva, we would burn the truma for that. Al sveik mei raglei adam shein kenegin mei raglei behema, on a doubtful urine from a person which is next to animal urine. And the difference over here, the commentary says that when human urine is next to animal urine, that's how you'd identify that the urine is from a human being. But anyway, if it's from a pure person, that wouldn't be a problem. But if it's from, let's say, a zav again, for example, the urine would be impure. And if truma touched that, we would burn the truma. So all of these cases, I've been saying up until now, is that it definitely touched, right? But what happens if it didn't definitely touch? So carries on the Mishnah delving into that topic. And first opinion, Alvada Magan Shusafek Tumasan, that the cases we have been talking about over here, as I've said, is where the truma definitely touched one of these objects. And the reason we burn, the uncertainty really is in the object in and of itself. But there was definitely a touching. So the truma definitely touched, let's say, the earth from the beis hapras. But definitely touched. Sofren es ha-truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. He says, af al safek magan b'rishus ha-yachid. Even if we're not sure, even if there's a second doubt, did the soil actually touch the truma? And it's in a private domain, says Rabbi Yossi, we would also burn the truma in that case over there. We think, or there's a doubt, did the soil touch the truma? And even if the soil touched the truma, maybe the soil actually is pure. But nevertheless, we would burn the truma in a private domain. The Chachomim Omrims, the rabbi say, Berushus HaYachid, if it was in a private domain and there was a doubt that they touched, Toilin, we would suspend the truma. We wouldn't burn it, but we wouldn't allow anybody to eat it either. We would leave it in a suspensive state. And in a public domain, we would deem it to be pure. We would deem that truma to be pure. So it comes out over here that the three Tanaim, you've got the Tanakama, you've got Rabbi Yossi and the sages, they all say that if there's uncertainty when it comes to touch in a private domain, that's where they differ. The first tanna would rule that it's pure if there's uncertainty of touch. Rabbi Yossi requires it to be burnt, and the sages require it to be held over in suspension. But all agree that uncertainty in a public domain is deemed pure. So if there's an uncertainty of touch also in a public domain, all the opinions agree that that would be pure for these six things.